Just quickly about from yesterday's thing is the idea of the kfarim. So one thing I just saw is the way Rashi formulates it a number of times is that it's a kula, the chomer mekel on the kfarim, the bnei kfarim that they have a right to read it earlier. They set it up with like a built-in kula, and they say, for instance, in an instance where it wouldn't be a kula, I forget the case, in a town where. They say they don't come in on Yom Kippur. One second, let me find that. So Yomar says it's Amri on Beis on Beis, but it's a few places. Amri Yudah, Ema say Mankash and Chalasa Mashen Rechamishi, Mankash and Chalasa Mashen Rechamishi, and Korim Baal Bezmana. So it's only in a town and a kfar where they come in. If it's a town that they don't come in, that kind of a town, so then you do it, then they have to do Bezmana. There's no idea of being Makdim. No idea of being Makdim. So why? So Rashi says because it's the whole din of Hakdama is a kula that we're mekel on them, that we let them do it. So we're not mekel if it's only if it has a kula. If it's not a kula, then it's not a kula. So my main point is that the idea is, I mean, it's not as explicit right as I'm looking for, but my point is that it's not a din that this is the day for the Quran. You know, it's like a right that we allow them to read it earlier. They're not even chayav to read it on that day. It seems like it's a kula. They have a right to be a makdim. So if a guy chooses to or doesn't choose to, is his option. It's like he has to. His yul zman is the dinner is on the 14th. So the fact that there may accidentally be a lot of yichidim who do it doesn't. There's no tzira for those yichidim, and therefore you don't say that there's a piercing taking place because kal yachav yachad's doing it. That's just those remain mere yichidim. And that's not an idea of a piersim. Piersim is where there's a group of people who are all involved in it. So when there's a yom and it's kavod to be the yom piersim of the whole city, then you know, yeah. I'm not sure what it's worth, but when the Rambam formulates it, he doesn't say kfarim. He says it's the bnei hakfarim. I mean, he makes it sound like the city and the other ones. He says it's like this medina has chayav does on this day, and then the other ones are the bnei hakfarim who don't do it. They could read it earlier, but you know. Changes a little bit from the year, so you know it's not like there's three cities. It's like there's the two cities, and then there's Bnei Kfarim who could, yeah. Okay, fine. So okay with that? Okay. So now let's take Ravasi. Okay, Ravasi. So Ravasi. So again, Rav held. This is again Hayim Aleph on top of Miguel. So Rav held that the Maisa Mitzvah is Kriya, and the Kiyam is Pearson. And how does that kiyum take place? So it depends. If it's bismana, when everybody's doing it the same time, the same day, so then, even if I read it to a maisa b'yichidus, I could have the kiyum pearson because I'm one of a collective group who are all doing it, and therefore there's the kiyum pearson which results. So therefore my maisa will be involved in the kiyum pearson and it'll work. But when it's shalo bismana, where there is no masses of people who are doing it, it's just isolated guys, so how could my maisa produce kiyum pearson? The answer is I have to do it in a derech piersim. I have to do it in public. I have to do a maisa piersim. So I have to do it basara. If I do it privately, then it's just a maisa kriya and there's no piersim. But if I do it in public, then it's actually a kriya shel piersim. It actually is a maisa piersim. Fine. So that's fine. So now Rav Asi argues no. That Rav Asi bein bismana bein shlo bismana basara. Whether it's bismana, whether it's shlo bismana. Always asara. So whereas opposed to Rav said that bismana you could do biyachid, right? Rav Asi is saying no. Always, you always need time. You always need time. Okay. You should always need time. So Shlomo, you're saying that the simplest way to do this, if you didn't look at Rashi, would be to say that he's just saying he doesn't buy this idea somehow, or. It's a good question. How do you want to say it? Could say that he doesn't hold that the piersim is a maisa, is a kiyam, is the kiyam. That's like we're learning in Rav that it's a kriya, the maisa is kriya and the kiyam is piersim. And therefore you could separate the kiyam, the piersim from the maisa. The piersim could come back later or afterwards, whatever, the other people. It doesn't have to be in your maisa. Whereas Rav Asi would be holding no, that you need a maisa piersim. Halacha Takana is a Maisa Pirsum, so Maisa Pirsum has to be Basara. Right? Yeah. Sounds good.
That's great.
Sounds great. Right? That's the easy side. And no one was bothered by that yesterday, right? Okay. But look at Rashi. Tosos, I think Tosos learns that way. Okay, but look at Rashi. So Rashi, for some reason, is not willing to make things so easy. Okay, for some reason he complicates things. He says, Ravasi Amar. Okay, Bein Vizmana, Bein Shalov Vizmana, Mitzvah Lachazar Achar Asara. So mitzvah is always a mitzvah to try to get that. Mishan Pesha Menisa? Because of Pesha Menisa? So whereas Rav was saying that Bizmana, you don't need ten, you can do it with one or with ten, Rav Asi is saying, no, it's a mitzvah to get ten. Ah, well, ilo ashka chasara. But let's say you don't find ten. Lo amar Rav Asi lo likri. He's not saying don't do it. He's just saying you should try to get ten. De'esh ein iser kriyasa biyachid. There's no iser to read it biyachid. Hello, mitzvah l'krosa v'asara. It's a mitzvah. Agree with that? Okay. So what's he saying? He's saying that Rav Asi is not claiming that you need 10. He's just saying you should always get 10 if you could. As opposed to Rav, who was saying that Bizmano, you didn't need 10. Right? You didn't need 10. I guess you didn't even should get 10, just whatever you want 10. Rasi is saying, no, you should get 10. You're supposed to. But if you don't, what's he saying? Still do it. Are you Yotzai? You think so?
There's no issue.
Right. So what does that mean?
What about Pearson?
Right, what about Pearson? First of all, what about Pearson? Right, what about Pearson? So is he holding by Rasvara? Then what's he doing? So what's he doing? Is he arguing on Rav, or is he agreeing with Rav? He's saying it's a good idea to get 10, and if not, then what? Then it's not Asr. What does that even mean, it's not Asr? Well, of course it's not Asr. What's the Isr? I mean, I'm just reading the yellow. But I think it's Asr. I mean, the point isn't, is it Asr? You should say, Shelo Amar De'eno Yotzei. Right? But rather, it's a mitzvah. What does the Isr have anything to do with that? Right? Who's bringing up an Isr? Is that a Havmin? I think the whole thing is Asr. Start to even understand what he's addressing. There's two ways to go. Either way, I think it's a problem. If you say that he's saying that mitzvah chasar sara means that that's the mitzvah, and if he's saying that's the mitzvah, halachically, that's the only mitzvah is asara, and if you don't have asara, then there's no mitzvah whatsoever. And it's just saying, then Rashi is telling you, but if you don't have 10, he's saying still it's a good idea to do it, or it's not us to do it philosophically, whatever. But then my question is, so what's the point of telling you? If he wants to tell me it's not the mitzvah, halachically, then that's the end of the discussion. If you want to philosophically try to publicize a miracle on your own, then whatever, do whatever you want. So you can make it in different methods. So it's hard for me to believe that he means that there's no... that there really means there's no halachic value whatsoever to be doing the thing, it's just philosophical value. But if you say it means there is a halachic value, and mitzvah chazar asara means it's just a kiyam, it's a kiyam to do asara, but still, if you don't find ten, you still do it anyways. So then what does he mean, shein isser kriyasa? What does that do with an isser? Just say, shouldn't he just say, if you don't find ten, it's still a mitzvah? Still, he's still Yotze, he's still the Kiyam, he's still Chayev, he's still... What's he saying? Shein Isser. I mean, who's talking about an Isser? I mean, on any level, it's hard to understand. What kind of Isser? What Isser would I violate for reading a Megillah of Yachid? According to any level. Right? Okay. Okay, so, Dr. J is asking a side question. Okay, so, Dr. J is a side question. It's kind of related to this sugya, though. I mean, it's related to this more than any other sugya, I guess. So what's the deal is that when it comes to Purim, you know, Megillah, we're saying that you need Asara, because it has to be Pearson, and where's your people, where's the ten, where's whatever, but Ben Yechaniyah, you never have a din of lighting it in the Minyan, right? Just light it in your house. But I think the answer is simple, because Ben Yechaniyah, you're lighting it by the Pesach of Rosh Hashanah. So it's defined as publicizing because the very action is lighting a candle in the street or open to the street. So it doesn't, it doesn't, it's you're lighting a candle to the Rabbim. You're showing the Rabbim your candle. Now, whether in fact, like how many guys walk by is out of your control, but the nature of the action you're doing is an action of publicizing. But when you're reading the Megillah, it's simply just Kriya. It's not like you're putting a light or something for a Rabbim, you're just reading. So if you're reading a thing, if you just read the thing in private, so what is it has to do with publicizing? The nature of the action of lighting a candle per se, because of the makom and the light and the darkness outside, is a ma'aseh pirsum. But here you have to take kriya, which is simply a ma'aseh of reading, and render it a ma'aseh, render it pirsum, or instill the quality of pirsum to it. So then you have to say, well, there are 10 people, or everyone's going to hear about it, or whatever. It's not implicit in the action. It's like Jay's saying, so why not just stand in the street and read the Megillah? But it is different, because the nature of the Pearson of Mikra Megillah is not just something that you just hear words. It's a story, and you have to hear the whole thing, and you have to follow the whole storyline. I mean, the nature of a candle, of a light, is a light hits you, and then you figure out what it is. And that's it publicizes it. Here, it's the Mikra Megillah is a whole lengthy activity which has to be done. It doesn't lend itself to that type of Pearson. So intrinsically, the ma'isa of Hadlakas Ner is the nature of the piersim is just by catching people's attention. That's the ma'isa of piersim. But that's not the Mikra Megillah. It's not the nature of what Mikra Megillah is. Mikra Megillah is learning through the story, going through the story. That's the mitzvah, to go through the story. So how does going through the story mean piersim? Also, if it's public, or somebody involved the public, or everyone's doing it, or whatever, then you could, you know, it's because the nature of the action itself doesn't really have that characteristic that they have to come on to the sugya and figure out where's the pirsum, how do you bring about the pirsum. Trying to go on this path. This is the path John is trying to take. I mean, we have to take some steps, but I think it's a decent way to try to approach the thing. Let's see if we get anywhere. So if you say it to mean that Rashi is saying this, I think simple pshat in Rashi, when he says mitzvah chazar asar mishum b'shum enisa, he means that it's not the yikuvah, but it's the mitzvah to do it that way. That when Rav Asi is saying Asara, he's directly countering Rav. Because Rav says, Bizmana, you can do it even if you'll be Yochid. So the man says, L'chila, whatever. It doesn't say anywhere as you should try to get minyan or anything. It's even L'chila. Yeah, even L'chila. And Rav Asi said, no, it's a mitzvah to get 10. It's a mitzvah to get 10. Not that it's Likuvah. Of course you're Yotzei anyways, even without 10, but it's a mitzvah to get 10. Okay? Forget Issa for a second. Okay? And I'll prove to you this is the way to read it. I don't know if it's the only way to read it. But look at what the Gemara says next. It says, Havei Uvda, there was a story. V'choshle Rav l'hadar Ravasi. And Rav was choshesh for the shita Ravasi. And what does that mean? Rashi says, V'chozer al-asar v'kibtzon. And he actually gathered 10. Which means that even though Rav holds, there's no reason to get 10. Right? It means Rav holds, there's no reason. Zero. Right? So it sounds like Rav is saying. But still, Rav Asi says it's a mitzvah. So Rav was choshesh for Rav Asi, and he went out and got done. He was choshesh for that shita. So what does that show you? That within Rav's shita, there's really no reason to do it. Because otherwise, how do you know he's being choshesh for Rav Asi? Maybe he also holds it's a good idea. But it sounds like, no, he holds it's not a good idea. He holds, look, it's mano, it's bein masar, bein shalav asar. Right? And Rav Asi is saying, no. It's a mitzvah to get done. It's a mitzvah to get done. But if you don't get 10, so then also okay. So l'chachila, it's a mitzvah. But if you don't, still it works. Then one question is, then what do you mean in Isser? So to say it still works, that's a question in Rashi. But I think that's a good question, what he means, but I think he's saying is it still works. So there's like l'chachila and a form of the mitzvah. Which in broad strokes is saying l'chachila, the mitzvah is to do a ma'isa of pirsum, to do it in public with 10 people. But even if you don't, as long as you do kriya, that works. Let me ask you another question. Another question is, what would Rav say, if you agree with the way I'm reading this thing here, what would Rav say, I'm sorry, what would Rav Asi say, Shalob is not? What?
I think it's the same.
Same, right? So it means it's a mitzvah to get 10. But if you don't find 10, so then what? Then you do it anyways. So it turns out that Rav Asi is really arguing on Rav on two fronts. Because first of all, on the 10th, on the Yivizmano, Rav said, Yachad is fine. Rav Asi is saying, no, it's a mitzvah to get 10 people. And then also, Shalob Yivizmano, Rav Asi said, I'm sorry, Rav said you're not Yotze. Right? Ain Koronos so Ella of Asara. You need Asara. And what's Ravasi? And what's Ravasi saying? No? Seems like it's okay with the Evan. So it's like a double, it's like a double machlokas, which is funny. Because Rav says, Shalob is mana, he says Rashi, Kikon Kvarmakdim Yama Knisa, Ein Koronosa Ella Beasara, Deva Inon Pirsum Nisa. He says, you can't read it but with 10, because you need Pirsum Nisa. So that means.
You can't read that as like ideally you should have it?
No, because it says you can't read it but 10.
It's his own.
And you can't, that's exactly what he's saying. You can't read it but with 10. So if I don't have 10, can I read it? He says, no, ain't going. So in mitzvah, you could say mitzvah means it's a mitzvah. It's a kiyum too. But if I say, you cannot read it unless you have 10. I'll say, well, I don't have 10. Can I read it anyways? So, well, are you listening? I just said, ain't going to sell basar. But if you say mitzvah, you say, well, did you mean the mitzvah is, if I don't do that, so I'm not doing that mitzvah, but at least I'm still doing the mitzvah, the basic mitzvah. But ain't going to sell basar, diba inan pirsumei nisa. Ma'ina means you need Pirsumei Nisa. And without the Pirsumei Nisa, it's nothing. Whereas the other way, it says mitzvah l'chazer asar mashum Pirsumei Nisa. It's a mitzvah to get 10 because of Pirsumei Nisa. But if you don't, then okay. So you don't. Because he still could read it. And it sounds like he's saying, look, if you read it, that's the basic mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah to do a reading of Pirsa. The question is, what's that idea of reading it without the Pirsa? It does sound like Ravasi agrees that there is no piercing without 10, because he's saying mitzvah l'chazar asar mishum pirsumei nisa. So it sounds like he's saying is without that there is no pirsumei nisa. So what then are you doing? So it would seem if you want to say that it's still yotzei that you're doing kriya. The mitzvah is kriya. The basic mitzvah is to read the Megillah, and that's what you have to do. And you're supposed to read the Megillah. But if you the better mitzvah, which I'm just talking descriptively still, is to do a kriya of pirsum, to do a public kriya. Kriya of pirsum. That's the higher form. But if you can't do the kriya of pirsum, then you just do kriya. You just do kriya without pirsum. The question is, what's that formula? And also, what's the iser thing? What is he saying? What's he saying the iser? And it is a little funny, like a double, it turns out a double machlokas. I mean, you don't have to, it's not necessarily a problem, but it'd be nice to explain how it results from one underlying idea. So the pshat. Okay, so the pshat thing. It's not the greatest, smoothest reading pshat, but I think it's decent. Okay? And this is kind of what Jonah's trying to go, is that I don't believe, or I can't figure out any way to explain that there would actually be an isser. If he really means you'd think like you're over a lav. If you read the Megillah in private. I mean, what's the problem? You're reading the Megillah. It's not like you're doing something. You're not making bracha. I mean, maybe bracha. You say, you'd always, someone could, I remember someone wanted to say once, it's like, oh, bracha latala. But I don't know, it doesn't sound like he's saying because you're making a bracha, or, you know, whatever. It sounds like, I don't think he means it's an issa. But I think what Rashi's bothered by, and you have the big problem in Rashi, is what, if you just read the Gemara, it says, Rav Asi Amar Beim is Mana Beim Shlo is Mana Basara. Period. That's it. Asara. He doesn't say l'chachila asara. It's a simple pshat. It just means that you only do it with 10. That's it. Right? And the fact, I believe Tosis learns that way. Okay? So what's Rashi getting this idea altogether? It's a strange way to read the Ravasi. Sounds like he's learned, like what a Shlomo, like you were learning originally. That's a Ravasi. Simple, plain and simple. That the mitzvah is a ma'isa pirsum. Right, that's the mitzvah, ma'isa pirsum. It's not just a ma'isa kriya of the kiyum pirsum, it's a ma'isa pirsum, and therefore it has to be a zasara, period. End the story, he would have gone home happy. Right? What does Rashi have to get involved? It started making problems. Right? It's only a mitzvah, and it's not an isser, and the whole, right? I mean, he's making a mess here. Right? See, now it could be what Rashi held. He wasn't willing to say that anybody held that you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah of Mikra Megillah alone. Like, there's such a thing as people who are alone who don't have a minion. Let's say, for instance, the Mitzvah of the women are obligated in Dor. So they have to get a minion in theory, right? Like we do in Shul, after we have a second reading from the women. So in theory, if you held that, you'd have to make sure you get 10 men to get the Tzibur in order to do that. Or a guy's sick, and he can't come to Shul or whatever. So you have to get 10 people. To say that it's a Mitzvah which is basically given to everybody, everyone's Mechiv in the Mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah on each and every yachid, What he's saying is that the only way it would be prohibited from doing the mitzvah biyachid. I mean, it doesn't mean it would be aser. It's not like an iser, but it would mean that's simply not an option. He'd be cutting off. You have to say Rav Asi is totally cutting off the avenue of yachid. It would be aser lekros of yachid. It means if that's the only way you could work it out, you can't do it. It's not an option. He says Rav Asi is not saying that. He says Rav Asi is not going so far as what it sounds like he's saying, that be asara, only asara, no yachid. Could I do yachid? No, you can't do yachid. It's asara. So it doesn't mean it's an isra, like you're violating a law, but it's asara, yeah, because you'd be trying to do the mitzvah megillah in a way that simply doesn't work. He's saying, no, he's not saying that it's an impossible method of doing the mitzvah. It's just the mitzvah is to do it by asara. That's the better way, and you're chayav to try to do it that way. But if you tell me I can't, it's honest, it's hard, my kids, my this, my that, am I allowed to do it? Yeah, you're allowed to. But he doesn't mean, that's what he means, he's not saying it's usher, means he doesn't mean to extinguish that as a possibility, as a root of us, of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. It is a root, he's just saying, whereas Rav is saying is two equal roots, you know, asara, yachid, who really cares, either way is piersim. Rav Asi is saying, no, there's no other root. I mean, there is another root. There's another root. It's l'chachila, it's a mitzvah. You have to do it then. You're chayav to. It's a mitzvah to do it. You have to give me a reason. If you look at it, you can't do it, fine, you can't do it. I'm not saying it's not the mitzvah. It's not, you know, yotze. I'm not saying he's not cutting it off, but it's the l'chachila, you must do it. It's a mitzvah to go after time. Okay, you must go after time. Not like Rav. And why? Because Rav Asi, and within steps, but Rav Asi is holding like what you guys are saying, is that piersim, according to Rav Asi, is part of the maisa. He doesn't buy this idea of a piersim, the kiyum, the maisa kriya that results in piersim through the whole tzibur. He holds that piersim is a component of the maisa. Okay? And since the whole goal, objective, essence of the mitzvah is piersim anisa, so if you opt to do it with b'yichidus, you're simply not doing piersim anisa. Okay? Are you yotze? Yes. And we have to explain how. But you're chayiv, there's no other way to do piersim. Piersim is a component of the maisa. Piersim means an action of publicizing, according to Rav Asi. And therefore Rav Asi is saying, is you can't do it, you're chayiv, to go after tan, mishum piersim anisa. Because you have to do it with the piersim anisa. L'chachil, you're chayiv to do it with the piersim anisa. The only way to do piersim anisa is you do it in public. You can't do it, he doesn't buy a Rav's thing. So therefore you're chayiv to do it that way. That's the mitzvah. But does he, and that's his main idea, this is arguing on Rav, you have to do it that way. But Rashi's saying, does he mean that is the only way to do the mitzvah? Is there a lesser form of the mitzvah? Yes. The basic mitzvah, and I'm going to explain this further, but he'll basically the mitzvah is Kriya. Kriya's Megillah. And if you do Kriya's Megillah, you're Yotzei. Kriya's Megillah. But the higher form of the Kriya's Megillah is a kriya shel piersim, is a maisa kriya of piersim, a public kriya, a kriya of piersim. And that is only if it's a public action. If it's not in public, and therefore you have to do it. But he says, if you can't find public, so it's still the kriya is still a mitzvah. Kriya is also a mitzvah. It's not the highest form of the mitzvah. The highest form is if the kriya is a kriya shel piersim. And what I'm just saying is that he's saying is you have to do a kriya shel piersim if you could. It's not the main goal, whatever. No, Zichayev to do, and his point is that, as opposed to Rav, Rav learns that you have piersim anyways, even if you do a biyachid, because the kiyam piersim and the tzibur. Rav Asi doesn't hold that. He holds the piersim only in the maisa. And he holds the chachila, you must do the kriya in the b'toras piersim. You're not allowed to just do a kriya. You're not allowed to just say, I'm just going to do a kriya. You'll be yotzei, he's not saying it's asur and you're not going to be yotzei, but you must do a kriya shel piersim. Okay? The kriya shel piersim is the hachila of the mitzvah. What's the unification? What's the sense of saying there's kriya but then kriya shel piersim? That's what I still have to explain. What's the two levels of the mitzvah? It sounds like that has to be explained still. Because what's the mitzvah? If the mitzvah is maisa of piersim, then say that you're yotzei if you don't do that. If it's maisa of kriya, so then what's the idea of doing it in public? Just doing maisa of kriya. Like, what's the sense of these two steps? You know, how do you combine those two together. That is self-explanatory. So I think Joe's right. The mitzvah according to him is kriya. But it's a better kriya if it's a kriya shel piersim. But what does that mean it's a better kriya? I mean, kriya is kriya. Like in kriya shma, is there a better kriya if I do it in public? There's no such thing. I mean, so say, what's the kiyam in my kriya? If the whole mitzvah is kriya, so what's the idea of a kiyam of being a piersim? What's that? What kind of kiyam is that? How is that a kiyam in kriya? It's a mitzvah kriya. Where in kriya does it lend itself to saying it's a kiyam to be a kriya of piersim? And just take two totally separate things and just shoving them together and say it's a kiyam if you also do piersim. But that's not the mitzvah. It's a kriya. So you can't just shove on piersim and just call it a kiyam. It's not really. How do they interrelate? You know. Okay, so you could say that. So Jonah's suggesting, and I guess Levi's pointing it out that it's similar to what we said yesterday by Hanukkah. That the idea of piercing is perpetuating the thing. It's the idea of piercing. It's a type of perpetuation in a public way, but it's like the highest form of perpetuating the memory of the thing. So the lowest form is just to do it on your own, and your memory, and you perpetuate it through the fact that you're doing it, and then the next star is everyone's doing it. So the thing ends up being perpetuated, even on a private level, but it's perpetuated through me. That's the basic level of perpetuating, but the chachilam, I have to do it as a public perpetuation, the pesim anisa. But at the very least, I'm involved in the mitzvah on a basic level, so it's kriya. So the idea of kriya, he's saying the idea of the kriya is that it's maintaining the nes, the knowledge of the nes and the klal. So the highest level is to make it and do it in a public way. He's saying, so mishum pesim anisa, he means for it to really be, like it's hard to call out. The thing is that you don't know if you'd call that private thing piercing. It like partakes of the idea of piercing. The core of what piercing is maintaining the thing. But it's not. It's a good question. I'm not sure if you'd call that piercing. Like by Ner Chanukah, I don't think anyone called it piercing when you light it on your table. I'm not sure if it's called that. But it's, the thing is at its core, it's the same idea of the thing, is that you're maintaining the knowledge of the thing. So I was thinking a little different. I mean, you could say that. I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's bad. But I was doing this Rabbi Shimon last night. He had a different idea. That the mitzvah of Kriya, there's a Gemara that says you don't do halal on Purim. It says because Kriya says Uvei Leila. But the Kriya is the halal. So what does that show you? It shows you that the din Kriya is the din of Shavach. Halal, Shavach. So, you know, it's more the same thing. But it's praising God. I mean, it's through telling the story of the Megillah, through reading the story, that's a form of praise. How's it a form of praise? Because there's an implicit praise which comes along with it. So it's Shavach. I mean, that's what we're saying. That's the din of Shavach. That you're telling the story of the Megillah, and if you study the story of the Megillah, the implicit content of the story of the Megillah is that it's Shavach Hashem about the whole sequence of events, about the whole Hashad Hashkacha, and you have to study it. But that's the story of, and that's the idea of that's why you don't do halal, and that's Gemara. I'm not making that up. That's Gemara. So the idea is that if you say that, then you can say that's the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of kriya is a din of shavach Hashem. That's the idea of the kriya. That's the key. It's type of shavach. So if that's the idea, then l'chachila you could say you have to do basar, because that's a greater. Insofar as shavach is concerned, the shavach berabim of piersim. Then pursuing Nisa is the highest form of the Shabbat. Like the idea, like Brovam Hadras Melech. You publicize the Melech, and if multitudes is a multitude of people is the grandeur of a king. So say in terms of Shabbat, then if the idea of the mitzvah is Shabbat, so then Shabbat Hashem about the Nes, so then you can do Shabbat on a private level, or you could do it in publicizing. Shabbat is tell everybody about the Nes, and that brings about the Kiddush Hashem. So it said, if the mitzvah of the kriya is a kriya shel shavach, so then it says is that the mitzvah took on two forms. The basic level is just kriya, because you're involved in the kriya of the shavach. But if you do it with tzibor, and that's what he's saying, it's mitzvah to do after 10, because then it's an idea of the shavach is tzibor. So that's the idea of kiddush Hashem is tzibor. So the shavach is tzibor, that's the mitzvah. So that's what Rashi is saying, is that if you don't have 10, you still do it because you're still involved in the Shavach. But the piersim is the highest form of the Shavach. The highest form of the Shavach is making it a public Shavach, publicly proclaiming the greatness of God. So then you'd say is that that's, according to Rashi, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Kriya, the mitzvah is really Kriya, is a Kriya of Shavach. And the piersam is a component of the shavach, of the kriya. It's a kriya shel piersam. So if you do that action in public, that's the mitzvah to do it. But if you don't, then you're still doing it. So I don't care if it's bizmana, shlo bizmana, who really cares? But according to Rav, piersam is not, it's not a din of a shavach. The mitzvah really is, it's not a mitzvah, mitzvah is not shavach. Mitzvah is piersam. It's publicized a miracle. Via Maisa Kriya. So there's a Maisa Kriya, which has a kiyam of publicizing the miracle. So it's saying is that if you, so then we said yesterday, is that if you do it, if it's Bismana, so then you could do a Maisa Kriya, and there's a kiyam piersam. Kiyam piersam emerges, right? And if it's shalom bizmana, then the only way to have the piersam is through doing maisa piersam. Right? But if you say that, see, if you say it's an idea that it's a shavach, and the shavach is b'yachid or b'tzibor, so it's like a greater shavach because it's b'derech piersam, then you don't say that the fact that everyone's doing it privately, that gives me the greater kiyam that I'm doing the public shavach. Because that's not the idea of a public shavach. Public shavach is the idea of Rav HaMadrash Melech. Rav HaMadrash Melech doesn't mean you have 100 guys in the privacy of their homes are doing it, and that's the HaMadrash Melech. The idea of the shavach is that the tzibor is involved in giving the shavach. So they have to be unified in action. It's a maisa of kriya b'tzibor is the idea that tzibor is giving shavach Hashem about this thing, as opposed to a yachad. It's a different form of the thing. That's done there Pearson. Done through a tzibor. Right, exactly. So that wouldn't work. See, that doesn't work because everyone's doing it. But if you learn piersim is the idea of just publicizing, like Rav's learning is then publicizing, making it public. So you make it public through all the individuals doing it, so you're making it public. So it's not a maisa of shavach but tzibor. It's not a piersim, it's not the quality of tzibor doesn't exist in your maisa, because so if it's then in the Kriya, the Maisa Kriya Shal, the Shavach, then it has to be in the Maisa itself. But if you say that it's a goal, it's the Kiyam HaMitzvah of Pearson, he's publicizing it, so then you could say you're doing the Maisa, and everyone's doing the Maisa, and those Maisa bring it back to Kiyam HaShavach. One question is, what's the Mitzvah, how do you understand the Mitzvah of the Pearson Megillah? And how does Pearson fit into the structure of the Mitzvah? According to Rav, the Maisa HaMitzvah is Kriya, and the Kiyam is that it because it's publicized, the miracle is publicized. And the Rav Asi, it's the Maisa is Shavach, and the role of Pearson is that it's to enhance the highest form of the Shavach, type of Shavach. Right? It's a type of Shavach. So it's if you learn that it's Shavach, the type of Shavach, then it has to be implicit in the Maisa. If you learn that it's the Shavach Pearson is not a type of Shavach, but it's the goal which is realized through your Maisa, so then it could exist outside of your Maisa. It's the Shkiyam of the Mitzvah. It's like two models of how the Shavach, the Pearson is in Korea, is involved in the Mitzvah. What's the idea of the Shavach, the Pearson in the Mitzvah? The Kondorasi is a din in the Shavach. So it's a din in the Shavach, so the Shavach is the action that you're doing. So if you're giving an action of praise, what's the nature of your Shavach? Is it a private Shavach? Is it a public Shavach? To say it's a private Shavach, but then afterwards it results in, that's not the part of the characteristic of the action. What Shavach is, there's two levels of the action of Shavach. That's a unique type of a construct which Rav is setting up. I mean, Rav Asi doesn't buy that structure. It's a Maisa Kriya whose objective is Pearson, and then the Kiyam HaMitzvah is the Pearson which results, and that can be separate from the Maisa. You could construct a mitzvah that way, but that's not the natural category in praise and giving shavach. Giving shavach is to see we're giving shavach. To say that it's a group shavach because everybody's doing it and everyone knows about it, I mean, that's not, you could construct a mitzvah with that, under that model, but that's not in the natural categories of shavach, the highest shavach of being shavach of the tzibor, that's not the shavach of the tzibor. That's shavach of yechidim, we're all doing it.
So it's not too different.
Like that's the idea, so going to daven with minyan, so just everyone daven at home in their house at the same time. I mean, that's not a tefillah of tzibor. It's everyone's doing it, but that's not the shavach of the tzibor. You know? But if you say that the mitzvah is to make it public, to publicize a miracle, make sure everybody knows about it through doing Maisa Kriya, so then you'll say, look, we're all doing Maisa Kriya on the same day and the same time, and it becomes public. But that's an idea of that everyone knows about it. That's not an idea of shevach al a group. A public shevach is not that idea that everyone knows about it. It's an idea of public shevach. So the idea is you have 10 people, you have a tzibur together, and you're doing a public shevach.
That model is like unique to just Purism. So once you step out of it,
yeah,
you
right.
can't even get you
exactly.
Idea. There's
right.
no worry that there's no like idea of saying, oh, it's a kiyum.
Yeah,
something.
Right, exactly. Right. It's unique to the idea of making something public. It's a certain kind of an action which lends itself to that model.